Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Come on in. Let's get ready for church. Glad to see y'all this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Going to go ahead and get our service started this evening. Welcome to everybody watching online. Welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica to our Wednesday night service. I'm so excited about what God's doing. There's so many prayers being answered, and I know He's continuously moving on. It's just good to see y'all tonight. And we're just all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Absolutely, absolutely. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer request? Okay. Anyone on the left side tonight with a spoken prayer request? Yes, Miss Linda. Yes. Amen. 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 Absolutely. Anyone up on the roster? I don't want to miss you. If you have any unspoken prayer requests, just show by the raising of your hand. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, dear Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Dear Lord, as we gather together tonight, dear Lord, may we come together in one mind and one accord. Lord, ready to receive your word. Dear Lord, ready to worship you and to praise your holy name. Dear Lord, as your word goes forth tonight, dear Lord, we ask that you'll just open up our hearts, our minds, dear Lord, and let us receive the message you have for us, dear Lord. Your word is so powerful. And dear Lord, we thank you for it. Dear Lord, for these spoken and unspoken prayer requests tonight. Lord, we ask you to heal. We ask you to mend, dear Lord, and for these specific prayer requests that have been coming through. Lord, we ask you to touch each and every one. Dear Lord, you know the depths of our hearts and you know the needs. Lord, we ask you to heal, to mend, to protect and provide, dear Lord, for those situations. Lord, be with those families that have lost loved ones, that are struggling with sickness. Lord, those that are watching online, dear Lord, may they feel your holy presence. Lord, for those in the nursing homes, assisted living, Lord, those that seem so confined with everything going on, dear Lord, may they find that peace and that healing in your holy name. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. I need y'all's help tonight. This song's heavy on my heart tonight. It's Amazing Grace. I was thinking as we were getting some prayer requests, and I saw some situations today and had a couple of personal phone calls of some needs. And it's times like this, and it seems like it's continuous. It's just more and more. And I know social media has opened up, the news getting spread faster. But through the amazing grace, through the love of God for each and every one of us, and he sent his only son, that's Jesus, and that he loves us that much. And if he'd open up our eyes, then we'll be receptive to his will. Praise the Lord. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Page 57. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amen. But now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Just did that grace appear, the iron I us far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. Yes, Lord, we've known less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Just praise the Lord with us. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Praise God, 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 praise God. Yes, Lord, we praise you. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Sing verse 1 again. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. We praise your name, my Lord. We just worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. You may be seated if you can. Turn around and give somebody a wave and just tell them how much the Lord loves them this evening. So good to have y'all with us. I'm excited on an opportunity. And I say this many, many times, that we're so blessed that our church still meets together on Wednesday nights. And I think it's a special time. I know I've heard it mentioned many times, from Bible study to midweek refueling, just a chance to get with the Lord and just want to worship Him. Praise God. Like I said, all of you online watching too, I didn't mention it earlier, but if you have a prayer request, just put it in the comments section. We'll be glad to pray with you to the Holy Lord. Amen. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Don't forget, and I've mentioned this, try to keep it rolling, on March 20th, the Sunday evening, be sure and mark your calendars to be here at 6 p.m. for our service. We're going to have a multi-church service again like we had right before Christmas, and it's a wonderful time. So mark your calendars. We're going to hopefully pack the house out that night. Invite somebody. Just get ready. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Jim. Would you mind asking the Lord to bless our Wednesday night offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen.
I want to praise the Lord for touching Brandon. I testified Sunday night that I'm claiming his healing. He's some better this week. I talked to him Monday and Tuesday, and he sounded a lot better, and he said he felt better. Still having some issues, but I'm still claiming it in Jesus' name. We've prayed, and it's going to be done. God cannot lie, and he says by his stripes we are healed, and I'm standing on that. Our family is standing on that for Brandon. So y'all continue to keep him in your prayers. Dear Lord, I'll be a witness if you will help my weakness. I know that I'm not worthy, Lord, of thee. Cross of Calvary, dear Lord, I cry, let me thy servant be. Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, don't refuse me, for surely there's a work that I can do. My will to crumble, though the cost be great, I'll work for you. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Beautiful rose of Sharon, he's all the world to me, but most of all, he is my coming King. Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, don't refuse me, for surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the cost be great, I'll work for you. I'll stand for thee, dear Jesus, though death may come my way. I'll spread the gospel to the fallen here. But if it be thy will, Lord, to go across the sea, Lord, help me to be willing to say yes. Lord, don't refuse me, for surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the cost be great, I'll work for you.
You got a need tonight? We come to church, didn't we? We all have our needs. We all have our needs. Well, Jesus knows what our need is. He knows each and every one of them. And he knows how to meet each and every one of them. Correct? Amen? Y'all worship the Lord as I try to sing. It says, "My Jesus knows just what I need. My Jesus knows when I am burdened. He knows each pain. He sees each tear. He understands each lonely heartache. He understands because he cares. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what I need. He satisfies and every need supplies. Yes, he knows just what I knows when I am lonely. He knows how much my heart can bear. He lifts me up when I am sinking. Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what I need. He satisfies and every need supplies. Yes, he knows just what I need. When other friends seem to forsake me, when all the skies, when hope is gone, my faith I feel his arms around me. Other friends seem to forsake me, when all skies, when all hope is gone, by faith I feel his arms around me, and hear him say, "Not alone. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what I need. He satisfies and every need supplies. Yes, he knows just what I need."
I've been asked to sing the last couple of services, and I've put it off. But as I said when I first opened tonight, I know how great God is, and I just feel like, and I know he's answering prayers. And And y'all know I'm not a singer, but I love to worship the Lord. And I'm going to ask y'all if you would, if you feel like it, just sing with us. But we're going to do How Great Thou Art. Because every time we go to the Lord in prayer, we're going to the throne of grace. We're going to the great I Am. And I think we should always keep that in our heart and our mind. No matter what we do it for the Lord. Whether you're serving tables, bussing the tables, driving a truck, whatever we're doing, we should do it for the glory of God and know that we're all called. And I just want to, just for a moment, tonight's perfect for my heart, to say how great God is. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Praise the Lord. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Yes, Lord. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. I worship you, my Lord. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Eddie, it's all yours, sir.
Certainly, he is a great God.
Amen.
The Bible says he is great and greatly to be praised.
Yes.
Why don't you just all give him a hand clap of praise to God? God's so good. Amen.
Thinking back,
childhood days, when
gotten to be. Testing. And, you know, I was told my mother, I only do it because I love you.
And as a small child, it's very hard to comprehend.
But how many knows that some of the things that we go through, they're not that pleasant? Amen. Trials are not good. They're not easy. Burdens are terrible, heavy. Sometimes we grow spiritually because of those things. And there's an old song that Chuck, the boy, used to sing in church years and years ago. And it's one of Penny's favorites. She just likes it. I can't sing it like Chuck. That may be me. Test one. I'm off. All right, let's do it. Flat. It says that's just his way, telling me he loves me. He lets me walk down roads of disappointment. He watches and he knows what's best for me. My greatest strength comes through my darkest trials, and my greatest joy is knowing that he can trust in me. That's just his way of telling me he loves me. Love beyond all human understanding, and I won't question trials that bring me to my knees. That's just his way of telling me he loves me. If I'm successful walking through this valley, he'll give me strength to climb the highest hill. The more I try, the better he can mold me and change my life completely to fit his perfect will. That's just his way of telling me he loves me. Love beyond all human understanding, and I won't question trials that bring me to my knees. That's just his way of telling me he loves me. And I won't question trials that bring me to my knees. That's just his way of telling me he loves me. Thank God for his love. Amen. Some call it tough love, or whatever you describe it. It's probably beneficial to us. That's the way I look at it, because there's so many people in the Bible so many times that went through things that God could have brought them out of, but he chose not to. He brought them through it. So what God doesn't bring you out of, he'll certainly bring you through it. And there's a benefit from knowing that we can trust him through the trials or through the hardships or through the temptations. Amen. Because that strengthens our faith. And we know, and not only does it strengthen our faith, but when we see somebody else go through those things and then come out, victorious, then that builds our faith too, to know that if God does it for them, He'll do it for us. Because my Bible tells me that God is no respecter of persons. That means He loves each and every one of us the same. Well, it's good to see you on a Wednesday night. I hope everyone's doing well. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Psalms. In the 31st Psalm, we're going to touch on a part of the Psalm that David wrote. Some think this was the time that Saul was chasing him, and Saul's men had him cornered, and they was about to apprehend David. If you understand and know, you Bible readers know that there was some adverse situations between Saul and David. Saul was very jealous of David, and because of the Lord was blessing him, and the Lord had His hand on David and was going to make him the next king. So Saul was chasing him, trying to kill him on several occasions, but God brought him through. In the 31st chapter, verses 1 through 5, thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. David writes, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth." Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, how we love you. Father, we don't always understand, but we accept, God, your will. We thank you, Lord, for your deliverance, Lord, for your miracles, for your healing hand. Father, we do pray continually for those who are still suffering. Many are sick. Many are in the hospital, God, and I pray that you would reach out to each and every one. God, just have your way in this service, Lord. Just ask you to lead us, guide us, anoint these lips of clay tonight. God, to speak that you would have us to hear. And we'll be so thankful and grateful, and we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Tonight I want to entitle this message, "Pull Me Out, Lord. Pull Me Out. Give me some relief, Lord. Help me, Lord, through this." However we phrase it, many times we call on the help of the Lord when we are facing situations. Dire situations. Sometimes, even it's not that serious, but we're so used to calling on the Lord, saying, "Lord, I just don't feel like going through this, and I need you to help me out." David says, "Deliver me, lead me, and guide me." Then he says, "Also to pull me out of the net." Again, just to lay a little bit of groundwork, David had been running from Saul for some time. Saul was never really able to apprehend him. Because every time that he got close, God would make a way for David to be deliver out or escape. And there's a wonderful story there and an analogy, because how many knows that Satan's always after us? He's always trying to corner us. He's always trying to back us into a corner or get us in a hole or a pit or whatever it is. Or here David says, "Or lay a net for me." And, you know, the reason they lay a net is because the animals are not aware of them. You can chase an animal out of it, but an animal's got the upper hand because they're faster, they can hear better, they can see better. But many people have found out if they can put a net somewhere in their habitat and maybe catch them unaware, then maybe they can catch them. I mean, he knows that Satan's been chasing us a long time, and he's catching on that with God's power, we're too fast for him. We're aware of all the things that he comes against. So many, many times he tries to hit us when we're least aware of his approach. Maybe lay a net in front of us, and it's not a physical net. Don't think about that. But it's a loophole. It's a stumbling block. It's an adversity. It's something that he can catch us off guard, get us upset, get us frustrated, even mad sometimes. And we need to understand that we can discern how the devil operates. And even as Jesus was in the wilderness, Satan was there with him. And many of us think, you know, how in the world was he able to be that close to the Lord, especially after Jesus was just baptized of John and was sent by the Spirit of the Lord into the wilderness. But guess who followed him in? Satan.
And he followed him in and kept trying to deceive him, trying to tantalize him or lead him or guide him in some kind of way where Jesus would succumb to what he was doing. But we know that Jesus was able to say no to all of those things. We understand that David here, possibly when he wrote this, maybe he wrote it after the fact, not really sure. I read several scholars who thought that he was pertaining to this particular situation, but they didn't know if he wrote it during it or if he wrote it afterward. And I'm kind of thinking he probably didn't have his stuff there ready to write, but probably was on his mind. He probably remembered what happened and then at a later time wrote that down in maybe some journal or whatever. That's just kind of my way of thinking, because if he had been on the run, I know if I was on the run, the last thing I'd be thinking about taking was a tablet and a pencil. Man, I'd be there running for my life. But he was holed up in a cave. And in this cave, whether he was writing this now, I believe he was praying, because he knew he had no escape. And folks, when you get to a point where you're backed in a corner, where things just falling in all around you, and you know you got no escape, I don't know about you, but I'm going to try my best to get in touch with the Lord. I'm going to pray an earnest prayer to God. Lord, help me. Lord, deliver me. Get me out of this mess. Lord, only you can do this. How many has ever been praying and said, Lord, you know, I've tried everything, and I can't get an answer. I can't get anything. Lord, I'm even worse for it. Only you can get me out of this situation. And God is always there to help us through the situation. So David is basically saying, Lord, pull me out of this net. Now, this net was a hole, the Bible said, in a rock. He had made his way down, him and his few men, and basically they had enclosed themselves in what you and I would refer to as a cave or a crevice or kind of a hole. And it was up in the mountain. And the Bible tells us, and we're going to read that a little bit later, that here comes Saul and his men. And they'd been chasing him. And every time that they would get close to David, God would make a way and David would escape. But this time, Saul was pretty sure that he had David exactly where he wanted him. And the Bible tells us that unawares to David, he was going up. And listen to how this is and see if you can't apply it to the way that the devil works. David and his men are climbing up one side of the mountain, totally unaware that Saul and his men are coming up the other side of the mountain. Think about that. We're climbing up the mountain for victory. We're climbing up the mountain, you know, to get away from things. And lo and behold, the enemy, the adversary, is on the other side. We can't see him. We're unaware, but he's climbing up there too. And then when they realize that he's climbing up, then they retreat and they go find a place to hide, and they find this cave, and David and his few men get in there, and then Saul and his men completely have them surrounded. There is no escape. Probably David's thinking, you know what, Lord? Time and time again, you've made a way of escape. But maybe so. Lord, even you can't make a way of escape out of this. I'm totally surrounded. There's no way to go. I can't go to the left or the right. Can't go anywhere. I'm stuck in this cave. Now, I want you to think about this. And I'm not putting David down. If somebody was after me, I'd probably try to find a cave too. But how many times, rather than facing the enemy, rather than, you know, saying, you know what, Lord, you're greater, you're stronger, you're more powerful than the enemy that's coming to me, we mess around and get ourselves engulfed in a net. And let me tell you something about a net. When a net catches an animal, what does that animal do? It fights and it twists and it uses every bit of its strength, and all that does is get them more ensnared in the net. Many times, you know, if they would just relax. I like to watch the nature programs, and they'll go and put this big net out in a river, you know, and these fish will come in, and they'll just push and shove, and they'll get their gills all caught up in that net. And I'm thinking, why don't you just take a deep breath out of your gills or whatever and just relax? Come on, somebody needs to hear that. Relax and just come back instead of pushing and fighting and struggling and getting all caught up in that net. And the more you try, the worse it gets. And the harder you push, the more entangled you are. And I want you to understand. Hope you understand. I'm not talking about a net in the water now. I'm talking about the things that we get sometimes. Amen. We fall into those nets. Sometimes we don't understand it. Don't know how to recognize those nets and those perils that Satan throws out before us. And first thing you know, we're all tangled up. And I don't know if you do like I do, but I'm fighting. I'm fighting. I'm sorry. Oh, goodness gracious. I got to get over this. And finally, I realize I can't do it anymore. I'm just going to have to relax, and I'm going to have to ask the Lord to help me. Only after I have spent all of my energy, all of my spiritual defense, trying to make things worse, trying to get out of it my way, I can handle it. I can do it. Come on, that's nature, isn't it? That's human nature. First of all, we think we can fix it ourselves. Only to realize that, Lord, no, I'm caught in this net. I'm entangled. I am holed up in a rock, and there is no way out. There is no excuse or no place to get away from it. There's no escape, rather. I can't find a way to get out of this. So that's where David is. And listen what he says. He says, now, Lord, in thee, Lord, do I put my trust? And I know David trusted the Lord, but he's exhausted all measures. He's got no one else to lean on except the Lord. And that's the reason that song came to my mind. Sometimes we get in those situations just so that we can recognize that we are totally and absolutely dependent on God. Don't care how spiritually mature we are, how long we've been saved, how much of the Bible we've been able to read and quote and understand, there's times that we got to understand that without God, we can't do anything. But with him, all things are possible. So David's writing down. He said, Lord, basically, and when I say in thee, Lord, do I put my trust, I'm thinking, Lord, I've tried everything else. All hope is gone. I got to have some help from you. And then he goes on to say, you know, let me never be ashamed. You know, let me never be in a situation, Lord, where I'm ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Lord, bow down thine ear to me. Get closer. You ever had somebody lean over and say, now tell me that again? David wanted to make sure that the Lord heard his prayer. Lord, I'm in a bad place. I'm in a bad situation, and I need you to help me. And then he prayed the prayer that we do. Speedily. We may not say speedily. We say, Lord, I need it done now. Lord, I can't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow's too late. You got to come on the scene now. You got to do it now. You got to get me out of this situation now. He said, help me speedily. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for the house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. He begins to praise the Lord now. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. And then he says, pull me out. Pull me out. I want to remind us tonight, God didn't pull Joseph out of the pit. I preached a little bit of that a couple of weeks ago. His brothers pulled him out of the pit, the same ones that put him in it. But I believe that it was God moving and his plan was unfolding. Although God didn't reach down, he could have. And God can pull you and me out of every trouble, trial that we go through. He's able. How many knows that he's able? Jaden knows he's able. He showed me in his Bible, and he said his favorite verse is, Jesus is able. Can I get an amen, Jaden? That's what he showed me tonight. He is able, but it's not always in his plan to immediately reach down in the pit and pull us out. Sometimes we have to spend a little time there, amen, and then when God makes a way, and this is a wonderful thing, you know, God can pull you out of a situation without reaching down and pulling you out of that net. He can make a way. He can break the net. He can cause all kinds of situations. So, again, God didn't pull Daniel out of the lion's den. Daniel was a devout man. Prayed 3 times a day when he wasn't supposed to. He'd look out the window toward Jerusalem, the homeland, to Israel, and he would pray. And they'd already told him not to, because if he did, he would be thrown in the lion's den. But Daniel prayed anyway. We don't have any restrictions on our prayer. We can pray anytime we want to, and thank God they get. But what if you were told you can't pray? But he prayed anyway. You would have thought, surely, the minute that he was thrown into those lions, then the hand of God would have reached right down and said, no, Daniel, I'm not going to put you in there. I'm not going to allow it. But he did something even greater. He let him stay in the midst of lions, and they couldn't and didn't even touch him or harm him. What a mighty miracle that was. And it made believers out of all those who witnessed it. So the next time you're spiritually in a den of lions, instead of praying, "Lord, come down and pull me out of this. Lord, get me through this." Just close the mouths of the lions. And these lions that you and I face are not from the jungle, are they? These spiritual lions, they're rough looking. They roar. The Bible said they're roaring like a lion seeking whom they may devour. Man. But the Lord can shut the mouths of those roaring lions or those roaring spirits that come against us. No, he didn't pull Daniel out, but he made him lion-proof. Lion-proof. How about that? Are you lion-proof? Sure you are with the Holy Ghost. Sure you are with the armor of God that God has placed upon us. Amen. How about bite-proof? You ever had somebody just, and you say, "Well, that don't bother me. I'm protected by the armor of God." He didn't pull Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fire. Amen. But even a greater miracle, he kept them safe through it. Amen. It even showed up there in the fire with them to comfort them. You like this one? He didn't pull Jonah out of the well. Now, I know Jonah brought it on himself. See, God gets blamed for a lot of stuff that we bring on ourselves. And because he's so loving and forgiving and long-suffering, he forgives us. But even I thank God, sometimes you're probably going to get tired of getting us out of all this messes that we get ourselves into. But he doesn't, because his grace is, it's unexplainable. His mercy is beyond our ability to even comprehend. His love is so much greater than you and I could ever even imagine. And he forgives us again and again and again. And he picks us up and he helps us through those situations. But Jonah got himself in this situation because he went against the will of the Lord. He went the other way. But God loved him. But he didn't pull Jonah out of the well. But he created an even bigger miracle. And you know the story. Fish got tired of Jonah in his belly, and he upchucked him on the shoreline and got rid of him, you know. Hey, it was a mess, I'm sure. I'm sure it was. You can only think about a mess. But got the point across to Jonah. He took off to Nineveh just as fast as he could, wouldn't you? If God just delivered you out of the belly of a whale and gave you another chance, I think I'd hit the ground running too, no matter how much of a mess that we was in. And spiritually, folks, we can get in a mess. Amen. And he didn't pull David out of the cave. He could have. You know, that's the great thing about God. God could just reach down there. He could have struck Saul and all of his men with blindness. He did that for the prophet, didn't he? You know, when the army came in and they completely circled around the prophet's house, and the prophet's servant went out and he said, "Oh, my Lord, look, Master, what's happening?" You know, he said, "No, you go back out and look again." Sometimes we only see what's right in front of us. When he went back and looked again, there was a bigger army of angels, amen, with flaming swords all around that army, and he struck that army blind. God could have done that, but he had a reason not to. But he still worked. Sometimes when we think God has not pulled us out of the pit or out of the net or out of the lion's den or pulled us out of the fire, is because he's not listening or he doesn't love us or he's punishing us, and it may not be nothing more than God's got a greater plan in store and he's working it out. Even now, while you're going through this situation, you can't see it, you don't understand it, but God's working it out right now. He's making a way for you. Because I want us to flip over now to 1 Samuel chapter 23. Some of this is going to be a little bit redundant because I shared with you, but we're going to read it from the Word of the Lord. And we're going to begin in the 26th verse of the 23rd chapter of 1 Samuel. And I've already kind of laid the groundwork. David's on the run. Saul and his men are after him. And in verse number 26, and Saul went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men on that side of the mountain. And David made haste to get away for fear of Saul. For Saul and his men compassed David, or surrounded David and his men round about to take them. Okay? But listen to this. When it seems like all hope is gone, when it seems like we're surrounded and we're holed up in this cave and there is absolutely no way out, no humanly possible way can we figure out to get out of this one. But amazingly enough, the Bible says, but there came a messenger unto Saul, saying, haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. David's still in the hole. David's still in the cave. And he thinks that he's about to be taken by Saul. And he thinks all hope is gone. And all of a sudden, Saul and all of his men go back down the mountain and they all take off because a messenger came and told them, you know what? There's greater problems back in the homeland. We've been invaded by the Philistines. You better get your army back over here and defend the nation or defend the county, the country. So he leaves, and maybe, this is my thinking, the Bible doesn't say that, kind of like a gopher. Maybe David stuck his head up out of the cave, and the enemy was gone. Whew, glory to God. That ought to make cold chills come over some of us. Because we've been hiding in that cave. We've been hiding in that rock. We've been hiding in that safety thinking, oh, my Lord, just any minute now it's going to happen. And all of a sudden we get enough courage to peep out and we realize that the enemy is gone. They're preoccupied. The Lord had made a way. Now, he didn't pick him up and pull him out of it and save him, but he saved him anyway by causing a messenger, by causing the Philistine. You say, Brother Eddie, that was such a coincidence. I don't think so. I think I can see the hand of God moving in that right now. I think he told the Philistines, it's time to go invade. And then he told the messenger, you better go tell Saul. Because how else could that just worked out just perfect like a plan of God. God's working out a plan right now for you. So don't worry. Don't get stressed out and fight out in that old net and try to get out on your own. Just relax. Put it in the hands of the Lord. And just wait on the Lord to show up. And he will, and he'll make a way. And many times he makes a way so that we know that it was him that got us out. It wasn't luck. It wasn't coincidence. It wasn't happenstance. It was God was formulating and working a plan right now to lead us out and to guide us. Amen. Pull me out of the net, Lord. Pull me out now. Pull me out now. And the Lord says, no, just stay there for just a moment. I'm going to make a way of escape, but it won't be like you thought it was. So, wherefore Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistines. This is what they called the place Selah Hamalakoth. Hamalakoth. Pronounce it any way you want to. I have trouble with it. It looks like an eye chart to me. Selah Hamalakoth. Meaning here, and David went up from thence, listen to this now, and dwelt in strongholds. And in Gedi. Watch where you go spiritually. Be careful of caves. Be careful of nets spiritually. Be careful of pitfalls. Stay in the strongholds. Woo! I like that. That'll preach. Stay in the strongholds. Stay in Gedi. Stay prayed up. Stay fasting. Surround yourself with believers. Amen. Have relationships with folks that'll build you up and not put you down. Pray to the Lord every day. Whether you need anything or not, stay on fire for God and stay in the strongholds. Amen. And then when the Satan comes against us or the adversary, just relax and know that God is going to bring you out. Amen. Aren't you thankful that God loves us that much? That's just his way of telling me he loves me. And if I'm successful walking through the valley, he'll give me strength to climb the highest hill. Amen. God bless you. We love you so very much. Hope you receive something from that. God, just kind of opened that up to me. It might not have been for anybody but me, but I just saw the hand of God moving, and I instantly began to think about, yeah, all those times, God really didn't reach down and pick them up, but he got them out anyway. See, God chooses to do things different than you and I think. Sometimes if we give him a plan how we want it done, he just simply looks at it, tears it up, and throws it away, said, no, I got a better plan. I'll work it out the way I want to. Amen. Can I get a witness to that? God does it his way, and that's all right with me. Amen. That's perfectly all right with me. Would you stand tonight? I'm not going to keep you a long time, but I appreciate you coming out on a Wednesday night, and I appreciate each and every one of you. And let's do continue to pray one for another, and especially those who are in the hospital and those who are sick, that God would touch and anoint them.
And if you have a prayer need, bring it to the altar tonight, and we'll pray with you now. Praise the Lord. Aren't we glad that the Spirit of the Lord can be where we're not able to be? God, you make hope. Dear Heavenly Father, God, as we come tonight on behalf of Brother Mike, Father, I pray that this prayer call will be a reminder of your healing power. God, that you won't leave us nor forsake us, even in the operating room. Father, I pray that it will be a success. I pray that he will heal speedily. God, and I pray that you will guide the surgeon's hand. Lord, let him know, God, that you're with him. Father, we hold him up in our prayers, praying right now, God, that it'll be a successful surgery. In Jesus' sweet name we ask it. By faith we call it done. Amen and amen. All right. We're looking for good results. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray right now, God, for Sister Brenda. Lord, I pray that you would anoint these eyes right here. God, I know that you're with me. Lord, God, I pray, Lord, that you would remove the dryness. Touch her. God, remove the itching, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray right now. God, touch her and anoint her. God, make her whole right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. God, give her peace and give her rest, God. In the mighty name of the Lord, we pray right now. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Touch her and make her whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name.
Amen.
He is a wonderful God. Hey, sweetie. Jesus. Father, we pray for greater strength. God, I pray, Lord, right now, Lord, that you would touch Emily. God, reassure her that you're with her every day of her life, every step she takes. God, you're there to protect her. God, you're there to keep that armor around her. Believe it, no Satan comes. He can't have her. Lord, we rebuke him right now. Strengthen her. Give her even greater faith right now, Lord. Give her the ability to say no. Satan, leave him. Child of God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And he'll be with you every day, sweetie. Hallelujah. And feel his protection. Praise God. What a great desire. And his name is Daniel. Dear Father, Lord, as we come tonight, God, to honor this son's request, his faith, God, and his desire is to see his daddy saved. How precious that is, Lord. God, I pray that you would move on Danny's heart. God, I pray, Lord, that you would prick his soul. Bring him to an altar of confession, Lord. Save him. Fill him with your spirit, Lord. I pray, God, that you would touch him. His faith, Lord. I pray, God, that you would move mightily. And, Lord, I pray right now that you would honor Michael's faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Oh, we're going to see it. We're going to see it. Yes. Amen. I believe it. Amen. It's going to be in God's time, brother.
We're going to be in God's time. Amen.
Always pray.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, God, our desire is always to put you first in our life. God, to do more for you. Father, I pray right now, God, that you would touch Kayla and Jesse. God, and this little baby that she's carrying as well. God, to grow up into your service, to do more for you, God, to be led by your example. God, I pray right now that you would honor her humbleness and her faith, God, and give her her heart's desire. God, let her be a messenger for you. God, let her be a light, God, that you can shine through so that others may see. Use her, anoint her, in Jesus' name we pray. We'll give you all glory. We give you honor tonight, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise your name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Lord, use her. Bless her and anoint her, Jesus. Touch her body, Lord. Touch her. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going to be fine. God's going to be with you in that precious little family. Hallelujah. God, you're so great. So loving. Amen. Praise God. Did you say that?
Yeah, I like this
one. Stand in for Dewey and Macy. All right. We know that they both need a touch of healing for their body. Poor for Sister Dewey has had to go through this. But God is going to help her. God's going to strengthen her. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come to
yes, Lord.
Lord, as we anoint us to the Lord, God, on behalf of Jewish and on behalf of Macy,
yes,
Father, I pray that right now, healing would begin to take place in their body. God, I pray that you would honor this faith tonight, God. Lord, reach now, Lord, and begin to touch them and anoint them, God. Lord, help them both, God. Give this impression that Jewish fighting right now, God. Strengthen her body. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, giving you all the honor and glory. And by faith, Lord, we call it done. In your sweet, precious name. Let that healing begin, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God is so gracious. Amen.
Amen.
Not only does he make a way, but he heals our body. Brother Jim, if you would. Dismiss us from prayer. God bless you, church. I did want to share one thing. I know we've been announcing the multi-church service, and they were talking about a collection. Well, actually, what that collection is going to, every one of these meetings that we have with these multi-church, we have something that we're going. Last time it was for the shop with the cops. This time it has helped the battered women of around the Carrollton area. There's a home there where they reach out to women that are in need. And in all of the money that we take up from all the churches, every bit of it goes, every dollar goes to that cause. And then we're already planning maybe later on to do something probably maybe for the Blake House. I know that they are real good about helping men who have been addicted to different situations. So don't think that the money taken up is here to split between the churches. It's not. We come to fellowship and worship and praise the Lord and have church, almost like the old-time fellowship meetings, but the offering that is taken up will be in its entirety given to the ladies. I forgot what the name of it, but it's the ladies that have been abused or whatever that need help. So just wanted to let everybody know
amen.
That. Amen.
Thank
God you. Bless. And God bless. You know, the last time it was around $4,000.
$4,000.
From the three or four little churches, God just blasted.
45.
Amen. 45.
God is great.
Amen. Yes.
And he will take it just like our each and every offering that's taken here for even for our small church. God has just continued to bless. Like our Wednesday nights is the Good Samaritan, and there's so many other needs. But God is always. So make plans. Invite somebody. It'll be a wonderful time. I know the praise teams from the different churches sang for those of you that weren't with us. And it's really an exciting time. All righty. All hearts and minds clear. And I want to thank y'all, too, when prayer is done. And it just touches my heart from whether you're in the pew and you're praying or whether we gather around at the altar for each prayer need. And it's just power. There is power in prayer. But most of all, it's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, with this, we're going to be dismissed. I'm going to invite you again to Sunday School Sunday morning. Love to have each and every one of you. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again, dear Lord, for the opportunity you've given us to come together in your house and in your name. Lord, thank you for your word, dear Lord. Thank you for allowing us to feast on it. For the message that comes forth, dear Lord, may we be the vessels that you can use, dear Lord. May your light shine through us. Dear Lord, we ask now that you'll protect us, keep us, bring us back at our appointed time. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Love y'all. Have a great rest of the week.